I'm Jean Stillwell on Classical Mornings. It's 9:26. The Toronto Symphony Orchestra is going to be presented by Brampton On Stage on February 15th at 2 p.m. at the Rose Brampton. Now, this is a family show, and it falls on Family Day weekend. With us to talk about it on the phone is conductor Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. Good morning, Daniel.
Hi, Jean. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks.
So I'm reading about this show description, and it sounds fantastic. You have to tell us all about it, Captain.
Absolutely. Well, it's a show that takes some of the biggest calypso hits from Trinidad and Tobago and mixes them with the sounds of the orchestra. And we're very, very excited about it because it's the first of its kind that I'm aware of, at least, having calypso in the orchestra.
Right. Okay. So you set sail on a Caribbean adventure. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, that means basically it's going to give the listener not only the joy of calypso and the sounds of Trinidad and Tobago, but it's also a historical kind of look at calypso, because we have kaiso, we have calypso, we have soca. These are all different things. Calypso is not like modern pop songs, even though they are, it is a dance form. The songs are often about love, but they're often, number one, extremely funny, extremely humorous, and often extremely political. And they often also talk about just regular day events that are happening. So it's a storytelling song and dance form. And that's going to be really wonderful for listeners as they hear the stories and as they enjoy the dance music. Perform with some of Canada's leading calypso artists.
Oh, fantastic. And there's a steel band.
There is a steel band. Pan Fantasy is going to be joining us. Steel pan is the instrument of Trinidad and Tobago. So
yes,
we're super excited for Pan Fantasy to be joining us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me about some of the vocalists.
Sure. Well, we have Kimaya, Macomer, and King Cosmos. And they're all award-winning calypsonians in the Toronto scene and the King Cosmos across Canada. He's like Kim Calypso. So we found authentic voices to sing this calypso. And we are... Yeah, they're great. They're really, really, really great. You look them up online, and they're like, you know, because we had to find these people, right? So
yes,
as I was looking them up online, it was just like in my heart, you know, Macomer just has one performance at the Harbourfront Centre. I just saw it. I was just like, oh, this is the real thing. That's what I thought. This is the real thing. This is Trinidad. This is Trinidad and Tobago. So the people that are going to be on stage, you know, they've never performed with orchestra. They're really, really excited about it. And getting ready, rehearsals are starting next week. And then we have the, you know, with the orchestra the week after.
Fantastic.
For the shows. We're all at, like, it's over 10,000 students that are going to be coming and hearing this music.
Wow.
So it's new for us. It's a first. But the arrangements of these songs, because we know that, you know, trumpet and trombone are in calypso music already.
Yeah, sure.
But to hear these songs with now the power of all the orchestral instruments for me is really special. My mom is from Trinidad. And I grew up, you know, in band programs and orchestra programs and also hearing calypso.
Right.
So to hear them come together is really, it's really wild for me. It's really, really wild. It's like, was this happening?
Good for you. And how do you come to include the Toronto Symphony Orchestra in all of this?
Well, you know, it's part of my job as the community ambassador and the Barrett Principal Education Conductor is to think about, well, who's not at the table here?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
we have our audience and who's not at the table? What else could we do? But also just like, what would be fun to do? I enjoy having fun.
What
would be a fun concert? Why don't we do this?
Right.
And I guess that's kind of my role, is like, hey, why don't we try this? And, you know, like oftentimes people are game to go and do these projects and go on these adventures.
I love the correlation. I love that you've thought so much about the kids. Now, are the kids able to dance in their seats? I mean, can they actually get up and dance?
Well, the actual students, we're going to have them sitting there and they'll be able to dance in their seats. Because if you have, you know, and I don't know if they're going to want to stand up for an hour.
Dancing. Oh, okay.
but yeah, they'll be able to dance in their seats because it's not on the educational part of the concert, right? It's not just going to be listening to songs. It's going to be learning about the songs, learning about the instruments, learning about the pan, learning how they play pan, learning about, you know, the different artists and the history of calypso and kaiso and soca in Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots that we pack into those 45-minute concerts for the young people. Yeah.
So when you're designing a program like this for young people, what's first and foremost in your mind?
The first and foremost thing in my mind is, are they going to have a positive experience that they will remember emotionally 10 to 15 years after they after they leave. So they might not remember the music, might not remember the artist, they might not remember me, all that is fine. But when they drive past Roy Thomson Hall, do they feel, oh yeah, I had a good experience in that building. Mm-hmm. That's the bedrock. And then what's going to be the most memorable for them? You know, I was a teacher before, so it's like, what's going to stick? How do we help to make this as memorable as possible? How do we create an impact and a positive mental association that like leads to memories forming about, oh, Trinidad. And they're not going to remember details, and that's fine. Mm. But I'm thinking about, you know, that guy or girl who had a, you know, 5:30 a.m. hockey practice. You know, they're 9 years old, and their parents got them to school, and they're tired, and they're on the bus, and they barely know what's happening. And now they're in Roy Thomson Hall.
Right.
That's the kid that I'm thinking about. What's going to reach them?
Yes.
For those four, and how do we hold that kid
for
45 minutes? That's what I'm thinking about.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. And okay, I see that you have a master of philosophy in performance. How does that affect your work? That's our last question.
Okay. Well, so the master follows. Oh, thank you for letting me talk about my degree.
Sure.
I never get to talk about my thesis topic ever. So it's actually in the compositional aesthetics of early 20th century composers and why they composed the notes that they did. So as Western harmony broke down and became like the system became too complex and, you know, we reached the limits of harmony. What did composers do to try and find new ways forward? Right. So that's like, I guess I find that extremely interesting, thinking about like why composers write the way they do. But what the master philosophy is about kind of like, I guess, second order thinking about like, why are we doing what we're doing and how are we doing it? And a structural sort of approach to things. And that's something that, like, you know, even talking about like, you know, like why I pick the pieces and how I pick the pieces that I do.
Sure.
I guess that kind of informs my approach of mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. There's always like a very detailed structural analysis of how things are going behind all the fun stuff that's going on.
Sure.
You know, the writer Malcolm Muggeridge, he once said that, you know, humor is very serious business. You know, fun is very serious business.
Yeah.
If you want to have people in the room for 45 minutes or 50 minutes and you want them to have fun the whole time,
sure.
It requires a lot of thinking and a lot of thought and a lot of structure and a lot of planning. And I think that's where the philosophy of performance degree really helps.
Daniel, I want to thank you so much for that. That interview was wonderful and very informative, and have a lot of fun. I'm sure you will. I'm sure I don't have to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will be back. It's going to be great.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Brampton on Stage is presenting the Toronto Symphony Orchestra February 15th at 2 p.m. at the Rose Brampton. It's a family show and falls on Family Day weekend. We were just talking with conductor Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. For tickets, go to BramptonOnStage.ca.